Well, South African government bonds traded softer today in line with the weaker rand as global bond yields pushed higher. Locally, the benchmark R186 government bond, as you can see there, ending the session at 8.47% from 8.32%, and the R207 at 7.33% from 7.19%. Overnight comments from an ECB monetary policy member that the bank's interest rate guidance might need to be adjusted, certainly weighing on European bonds, with U.S. Treasuries following suit as well. The U.S. 10-year bond climbing above 3% in April, remember, retreating after last week's lower than expected inflation data, and then today moving back up above that handle once again. The yield on the U.S. 10-year rising to 3.06% from 2.99% after retail sales there went up a monthly 0.3% in April, and that, of course, following that upwardly revised 0.8% jump in March. Joining us in studio now to take a closer look at the activity that played out in the fixed income space is Khotatso Nyabela, who's with Ashburton Investments. Thanks so much, Khotatso, for joining us today. So Chinese economic data earlier this morning contributing to some risk-off sentiment. Do you agree that for the most part, the environment for emerging markets is still favorable right now, with real interest rates still higher compared to developed economies, or whether you're looking at Europe or the States?
You're right. So I think this is still a preference into South African bonds, which can be seen earlier in our, actually, we, South Africa offered a euro bond earlier this afternoon, having offered a 12-year and 30-year offshore bond. Demand was actually seen in there with the 12-year bond, with about 4.2 billion bond being allocated. The 12-year bond was offered at 5%. Dollar denominated, and we also saw in the long end the 30-year bond being offered at around a yield of 6%. So this just speaks to sentiment. We still see foreigners still having seen North Africa as a destination, as a destination.
Having said that, though, I mean, foreigners sold a net 13 billion rand worth of local bonds over the past week, and over the past 24 hours, we've seen the local currency depreciate quite substantially. So, you know, talking to overall sentiment here, are you saying not much to read into in terms of a trend already forming on that front?
I think it's just more of a short covering on the dollar. A lot of people were underweight the dollar. So you saw correction last, I think, as you correctly spoken, like last week. Mm-hmm. A lot of foreign sellers sold SA bonds just to cover their dollar their dollars, which is just a correction in sentiment because they were overweight EM space. And they're likely to see over the past 2 weeks just catching up. And then you'll probably see sentiment again in SA bonds.
Of course, we've got all focus on economic data that's filtering through. U.S. data last week missing the mark slightly, and come to today we've got retail sales. What are you making of the sentiment out there, and what kind of expectation do you have as far as the Fed's interest rate tightening cycle is concerned?
So I think we still, as a house, still see two hikes this year and two hikes next year again. So it's just in sentiment. We still see a global grind higher in terms of U.S. yield, and also see, you can also see in the U.S. Treasury space that the global bonds are actually just grinding higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The weaker rand, of course, seeing the backside of that, with that coming through, and it has the potential to breed inflation. Where are your expectations sitting on that front? Because, of course, they're sitting now on the cusp of the SARB meeting
next week.
Yes.
So are we talking locally or internationally?
Locally.
So locally, I think we have seen the bottom of 3.8%, which is the print last month. That was probably our true, and expectations that the SARB will probably keep rates unchanged for the rest of the year, given our inflation print for a slower grind higher. We also see the VAT hike coming into play. That was in April, so a global grind higher in terms of our inflation outlook. However, still benign on average about 5% for 2018. Mm-hmm. So a no cut or no hike, actually, no cut and no hike for 2018 from the SARB.
We look forward to our own retail sales data coming through tomorrow. Where are your expectations sitting as far as that's concerned?
I think this will be for a print for April. Just given, again, we had a VAT hike in April, probably see consumer sentiment just dampening. I'm expecting a lower print, probably in the region about 4.7, if I'm not, just to give a forecast.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Khotatso, for joining us this evening. Of course, Khotatso Nyabela is with Ashburton Investments.